Peachtree City Radio.
Welcome back to Peachtree City Radio. I have one thing to say about today's episode, and it's going to benefit if you are a homeowner in Fayette County. You are definitely going to want to listen to this episode because you could potentially make some money, pay off part of your mortgage just by doing one thing in particular for a week or two in the summertime of 2026. So I have one thing to say. This phrase here, you may or may not be familiar with the Augusta rule. The Augusta rule, I'm going to go ahead and explain it. If for those of you who aren't familiar, the Masters, from the PGA Tour, the golf pro golf goes to Augusta every year for the Masters. And it is a huge, 90 year tradition within, professional golf. It's one of the most prestigious, tournaments of the year for professional golf. But the cool thing is about for the homeowners and the residents there, they can rent out their personal residence for the time that the tournament's going on, the Masters are going on, and the income can be tax-free. And often these folks are covering like a whole year's worth of mortgage. And this is in Augusta. So what if I told you, and this is the part you're going to want to pay attention to, if you own a home in Fayette County, this is coming to Fayette County. The Masters Housing Bureau is what they call it up there, where they connect renters with homeowners that want to rent their house out. That's coming to Fayette County. It's here already. The website will be up soon. I'm not going to get into it too much. I'm going to let my guests today talk about that. But what an opportunity. And the reason being is what we got here is the Arthur Blank U.S. Soccer Training Facility. As most of you know, if you're listening to this and you didn't know about that, this is probably the first piece of media you've listened to in quite a while from the Atlanta area. It's coming. It's almost built. It's almost finished. What a huge opportunity that is in general for that to be in our backyard. If you haven't been up the Veterans Parkway, take a drive by. I don't know if you can actually go in there right now, but there's something being built there for sure. You can tell it's a huge facility. So on top of that, the World Cup part of the World Cup tournament will be in Atlanta in summer of 2026. So we're taking the Augusta rule and bringing it to Fayette County. And who leading that charge is the mayor of Tyrone, Georgia, Eric Dial. He is also the executive director of the Fayette Forward, which is a nonprofit organization that was designed and created to bring together collaboration between the municipalities within Fayette County. Mayor Dial has a ton of experience with nonprofit organizations. He's bringing that experience to help us here in Fayette County through Fayette Forward. It's an amazing thing. I'm not going to, if I start talking about it, I'm going to make a mistake. So let's get into the show. We're going to talk about the Soccer Housing Bureau that's coming to Fayette County. It's modeled after the Masters Housing Bureau, which is that whole thing is where the Augusta rule came from. So looking for a tax break, you're looking to make a little extra money, pay for a vacation, pay off some of your mortgage, get that project done around the house that you've been wanting to get done, but just didn't want to spend the money on it. What a great opportunity for us here as homeowners in Fayette County. So let's get into it. Now, before I do, if you don't live in Fayette County and you're like, wow, this is awesome, I got to move to Fayette County, I can help you with that. So it's my little shameless plug here. I am a real estate agent, a realtor here in Fayette County, living in Peachtree City Real Estate Services. I'll have the link in the show notes. I'd be happy to talk to you about buying or selling in Fayette County. And that's enough of that. No more advertisement, no more shameless plugs. Let's get into the show with Mayor Eric Dial of Tyrone, Georgia, and also the executive director of Fayette Forward. And we're going to talk about the great opportunity that's coming to Fayette County homeowners. Go! Mayor Dial, thank you so much. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good. Thank you.
I appreciate your time here today. And we're here to talk about the Soccer Housing Bureau, which is great news for local homeowners in Fayette County. But you're also the executive director of Fayette Forward, in addition to being the mayor of Tyrone, Georgia. Tell us about Fayette Forward a little bit. What is Fayette Forward all about?
My pleasure. So Fayette Forward began earlier this year, and in the fall of 24, the Fayette County Development Authority took about 50 leaders from Fayette County to Bentonville, Arkansas. If you haven't been to Bentonville, Arkansas, I highly recommend it. And it's the Northwest Arkansas region. Is home of Walmart, J.B. Hunt Trucking, and Tyson Foods. And back in the 70s or 80s, Sam Walton, J.B. Hunt, and John Tyson got together and they said, listen, the three counties in this area, we're all competing and we're undercutting one another. We're not attracting what we need. Let's work together to identify what our mutual needs are, and we can maybe get those things that we need by working together. And they did so. They formed their own organization, the Northwest Arkansas Council, and they now have an airport, an interstate, which they didn't have before, and they now have 400 miles of mountain biking paths and trails. And so those were things that they did by working together. So we came back from Northwest Arkansas, and in our debriefing and using word clouds, we said, what one word would you use for Northwest Arkansas that Fayette County needs? By far, that word was collaboration. And so we said, well, we need an organization that's going to force us to work together or come alongside of us to work together. And so our version of the Northwest Arkansas Council is Fayette Forward. We are a 501c3, a nonprofit organization. And I just happen to have had about 30 years of experience in the nonprofit consulting community. And as mayor of Tyrone, which is a separate gig, I know a lot of people in Fayette County, and it's been my pleasure to be executive director of Fayette Forward, and I work with the entire county in promoting the projects and ideas that benefit us all.
Excellent. Yeah, I know some people, they've heard of Fayette Forward. I'm not sure everybody knows exactly where it came from, so it was great to get that little background on it. Now, real quick, I know this is about the soccer housing bureau, which is awesome. I can't wait to get talking about that, but I don't want to glaze over this. We just had a conversation before we hit record here about the mixed youth paths. Is that, right. What are the plans for that? Are we going to have a system right. countywide?
Yes. So big project of the organization of Fayette Forward. And this comes from, people ask me, well, what are Fayette Forward's priorities as far as countywide paths go? Mm. My response is, well, local governments, my priorities are whatever yours are, because I'm just here to help you, to facilitate, to do whatever I can, to assist in that regard. We have about 130 miles of paths in Fayette County, most of which are in Peachtree City, but we also have an additional 20 to 30 miles that are not in Peachtree City. So our goal is to achieve connectivity of all of those paths. Mm-hmm. If you live in Peachtree City and you want to go to Trilith, or you want to go to the bus barn in Fayetteville, or you want to go to downtown Tyrone for some type of an event, you can go to all of those places. We want to include schools, employment centers, retail centers, and make sure that we have multi-use paths for not just pedestrians, biking, e-biking, and golf carts. We have 15,000 golf carts in Fayette County.
Wow.
So why not get them on paths to go to different places in the county?
Yeah, excellent. It's great. I'm a runner, and I'm a part of the Peachtree City Running Club, and that's just great news for me. The more paths to run on, the better. So Great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. We could, like I said, we could talk about this all day. We could make this a whole episode talking about the mixed use path, or more affectionately known as the cart paths. Right. But let's get into the meat of this, because this is real exciting news for if you own a home in Fayette County. The Soccer Housing Bureau. Tell us all about that. I know it's modeled after the Masters Housing Bureau, I think it's called, and had to do with the Augusta rule and all that stuff. So give us the rundown of what we can expect.
Okay. Yes. So we, as many of you know, probably all of you know, we now have the U.S. Soccer Federation Arthur Blank National Training Center, which is over in the northern part of the county with near Veterans Parkway. And a huge complex, fantastic asset to our county. And some of you may even know that we have the FIFA World Cup 2026. Will 8 matches will be in at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And that's between June 15th and July 15th of 2026. And to give you some idea of the economic impact of that, the economic impact to our Metro Atlanta region will be the equivalent of 5 Super Bowls.
Wow.
Condensed into 4 weeks.
That's pretty good news for the area, for sure.
Yes.
So there's
a problem there. Mm-hmm. If you've got 5 Super Bowls coming in 4 weeks, where's everybody going to stay?
Good segue.
And yes. So what we are doing here is we are taking advantage of a portion of the U.S. tax code and the state tax code that is called either the Augusta rule or Augusta exception, Masters exception, that says if you can rent out your primary residence for up to 14 nights a year with no income tax implication. And so we're starting this Soccer Housing Bureau where we will manage all of that. It will be an online platform. That's what we are, is an online platform. We're not a company that does everything for you. We are creating an online platform that allows property owners to go and list their properties to connect with renters from around the world, whether they are corporate sponsors of the World Cup or they are other soccer federations from other countries, employees of. We suspect by marketing to the more professional side of the World Cup, I'm sure we'll have fans too, but marketing to more of the employment side of the World Cup, we will have people coming in from all over the world who need a place to stay and can't find a hotel room. And we don't have enough hotel rooms in Atlanta. We certainly don't have enough in Fayette County to meet these needs. Mm-hmm. So this is a product, if you will, to rectify that.
Yeah. And I think the good news is if you're thinking, well, no, I'm not going to rent my house out to a bunch of crazy soccer fair, football fans, soccer fans. As we were talking about before we hit record, we're probably looking more of the teams and the support staff that goes along with the team. So they're going to be pretty busy, not really looking for a party atmosphere.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, if you think about the fans, on December 5th is when the first few matches will be announced. Mm-hmm. You know, fans are going to say, where can I stay in Buckhead? Where can I stay in Midtown? Or near the Battery, or whatever the case may be. Give me a hotel. Don't care what I have to pay for it. But I want to be there so I can have that immersive experience and party after my team wins. Mm-hmm. That's where they're probably going to stay. But how many corporate sponsors are you going to have to the World Cup and to the U.S. Soccer Federation? How many different countries' football federation, as they would be called? Those are the type. It could be media that they're just looking for somewhere to put their heads on a pillow at night. And it could be, let's say, Corporation X is going to bring, you know, 20 of their employees or different subcontractors or vendors or whatever, and they say, we need three houses right in a row, and five-bedroom or four-bedroom houses. And they said, we want to rent those houses, and that's what we'll call home for that time period.
Yeah, it's such great news. It is tax-free. Now, I have to ask, the regulations around short-term rentals and things like that. Investors definitely know, if you own a rental, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But for those of us who kind of know a little bit about it, we've heard in the news that Airbnbs have been, local municipalities have kind of tamped down that to keep it under wraps. So where are we with that? How do we get around that?
Okay. Tyrone, Fayetteville, and Peachtree City have all taken steps to allow for our product, if you will, the Soccer Housing Bureau, to operate during those 2 months, June 1 to July 31st. And you can, their short-term rental ordinances don't apply during that time period for this purpose. And there are some small variations of that, depending on which city you're in. The Fayette County unincorporated, they are not participating as of yet. They have just taken a pass. So, but we think we'll have the inventory we need coming from Peachtree City, Fayetteville, and Tyrone. So if you live in one of those cities, then you can participate.
Excellent. Yeah, and I'm gonna take it upon myself outside of you. You have no part in this, but we'll say that out loud. I'm gonna put a link into the Fayette County government link. If you are living the unincorporated Fayette County and you want to participate, I would suggest contacting the Fayette County government, and I'll put a link in there to kind of get you started with that for all the listeners out there. So that's not, I want to make sure we're clear that Mayor Dial does not influence that in any way.
Yes. I have friends over there, so make sure you tell them. And Mayor Dial said he loves you, by the way.
Perfect.
Yes.
Definitely. How do we do this? Like, we have a house. Let me ask you this, because this is a question that I've been thinking of. Like, I have a finished basement that could be rented out as some people call it an in-law suite or an additional suite on the house. Could someone just rent that part of their house and not their full house? I know, because sometimes they're like, I don't want anybody sleeping in my bed. Like, that'd be,
Right. Right. You may. Cool. And you may want to build a door going to your downstairs to have that sense of separation, be maybe the smartest thing to do. But yes, you can rent out half of your house or a portion of your house too.
Excellent. Yeah, I know that would come up. Just with me, it would come up for sure. That would be a question I would have. So thanks for answering it there. But so say I got my basement, I'm going on vacation, or I'm planning on taking vacation because of this opportunity. What do I do? What are the steps? How do I go about doing that?
So we will have our website up very soon. I would say, I don't know what date this podcast is going to run, but we're recording it on the 19th. I expect that our website will be up within the week, and that will be soccerhousingbureau.com. In the meantime, or even after we have ours up, I encourage you to go to the Masters Housing Bureau website, which is mastershousing.com. Mm-hmm. And because we're modeling ours after theirs, and they will answer a lot of questions that you may have about how to have your home prepared for this and what allowances there are. Both of those be good resources to answer questions about this.
Excellent. Yeah. And I'll put both of those links in the show notes as well. So if you're driving right now, you don't have to remember it. What if we have questions, will there be a contact person on the website, I assume?
I can be contacted at Eric, that's ERIC, at Fayette-Forward peacetreecity.org.
Excellent. And yeah, because I'm sure that this episode might raise more questions than answer them.
Absolutely,
because it's not really too complicated, and we definitely recommend people going to the Masters Housing mm-hmm. website, and I'll put the link in the show notes so that I'm not sure if it's exactly the wording of that, but it's the Soccer Housing Bureau website will be modeled after the Masters Housing Bureau. Is that correct?
That's right. There'll be very few differences. Okay.
Yeah. And there it's a great resource.
Yes. And I think they charge their homeowners, I think they charge them 8%, and we're not going to charge that much.
Gotcha.
Our percentage will probably be in the 5-6 range. There's still a credit card fee, processing fee. You mentioned earlier that there's no tax. That's only the income tax. We still have to pay the hotel motel tax. We have to pay the sales tax. Mm-hmm. And then there's a modest $5 a night state accommodations tax mm-hmm. or fee. I'm not sure where that came from, but you get a bunch of lawmakers together and they're going to find a way to charge a fee.
What can we call another tax?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's because, I mean, I think people expect that there's going to be some fees involved. I mean, that you know, for web, just to have a website up there's costs involved with that. So,
right.
And just to reiterate, you're not managing the rentals or the communication.
Yes.
You're just the vehicle with which homeowners can connect with renters.
That's right.
And then that's their right. Responsibility.
The term online platform is critical mm-hmm. in understanding our role in this. We have a legal agreement with a renter. We have a legal agreement with a homeowner. And the communication and the execution of that rental occurs between the homeowner and the renter.
Perfect. Yeah. Excellent. Well, Adam, is there anything that we missed? I know there's a lot to it. I think it's I just want to reiterate what a great opportunity. I'm super excited about this for the area.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're looking for as much inventory as possible right now. Mm-hmm. That's our big thing. If you are, you know, if you're in a situation where you might want to do this, maybe your husband or wife has been saying, you know, you haven't taken me to Italy yet. And
so
maybe this is a perfect, maybe this is a perfect time to do that. And you say, we'll let the World Cup pay for our trip to Italy.
Yeah.
Or maybe they've been saying you haven't, you know, resurfaced our back deck. Well, maybe this is the perfect opportunity to do that mm-hmm. and to recoup those costs, through the World Cup and Soccer Housing Bureau. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when we get it ready, go on there and check it out and get your house listed. And maybe you just bought a house. That's a perfect candidate for this. Mm-hmm. And doesn't matter if it's a 2-bedroom or a 6-bedroom. We're looking for all kinds. And we encourage you to list your homes on there. There's a $30 application fee, nothing huge. And then we try to break those service fees down as fairly and as minimal as possible to make this of benefit to the county residents. And that's our real desire, is to cover our costs, but still be a benefit to the county.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's going to be plenty of demand where that's whatever minimal fees that y'all are charging, that they'll be more than covered for. You bake it into what you're charging for the rental.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Mayor, thank you so much for your time today. I'm really looking forward to seeing this come about. We're going to be keeping an eye out for the website to be up. Like I say, in the meantime, just go check out the Masters Housing Bureau because it will be very similar, except without the golf logos, it might be soccer.
Yeah, that's soccer, right. And bring me back bring me back in the future and we'll talk about the countywide pass system.
Perfect.
Excited.
Yeah, that's
some exciting things to talk about.
Excellent.
There.
Yeah, that is a good idea. We'll definitely get that on the schedule soon. So, but thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks to everybody for listening.
All right. Take care, TJ.
Thank you for joining us today on Peachtree City Radio.